Numbers chapter 13, verse number 32. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, this is the important portion of this text. I'll stop after I read it. The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. Now, did you hear that? They're going to a promised land. That's God's promise for them. But now listen to the report of those who have fallen prey to disobedience and fear. And not just that, but what they see with their eyes and feel. They're just trying to register what they're embracing here. Let me read it again, verse 32. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. Don't forget that. Mark it down. Look with me now, Joshua chapter 3, verse 15. And as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of Jordan, the brim of the water. Now this is the portion of the text that is important to this message, the latter part. My Bible, it's in parentheses, very likely that it is in yours. For Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. For Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest. Father, tonight, dear God, we thank you for the Spirit of the Lord that has already embraced this service from the prayer meeting, dear God, to the worship service, Father, in preparation for the message tonight. Father, what you've placed on my heart, God, I pray that you'd reveal to those hungry the vitality and the vitalness of this message, what you'd say. That we must hang on every word, everything. God, I don't want my thoughts escaping me. I don't want my mind diverted. I don't want my attention carried away. This is an important service. And Father, I ask you, God, that you'd speak to us by your word, through that anointing necessary to preach it, by that spirit necessary to receive. We'll give you the thanks and praise. If you agree with that tonight, would you say amen? Praise God. Praise God. Title of the message tonight is Muddy Banks. Muddy Banks. That name ought to stir your thoughts years on down the line to look back and say, I remember when the pastor, one service at some time, at some date, preached a message along that line, something registered on my heart at a very important time. I believe God wants to do that tonight. The saints, the two texts that I've given to you is a description of the terrain of the promised land. Now notice that. So the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And Jordan overfloweth all of its banks during the time of harvest. That it is a description of the terrain of the promised land. That's what they said, how they described it. Do you hear me well? There will be times when the enemy will trust to the sheer terrain of the land to withstand your advance. Hear me, church. There will be times when the enemy will trust to the sheer terrain of the land to withstand your advance. Jordan had overflowed all of its banks when Joshua and the children of Israel came to the banks of the river. Everything was flooded. It was the time of harvest. Harvest is always the time in God's mind. Amen. And in the time of harvest, Jordan had overflowed its banks. The enemy on the other side knew this. They were hidden behind the walls of Jericho. And yet they knew laying outside was a mighty Jordan who had overflowed its banks in the time of harvest. Saints, can I tell you, there are times when God deems it your time to cross. And you're going to look on the other side of that crossing, and the terrain is not going to be conducive. Come on, church. It will be such a land that in your own eyes, This is a land that would enclose me about. It would swallow me in. It's bigger than I am. Come on, saints. Amen. It's bigger than I am. It's more than I can do. It's more than I expected. I wasn't expecting this. It's overwhelming to me. I don't know how to deal with it. My God. It overflooded its banks. That means its banks were muddy. Its banks were muddy. It wasn't conducive for climbing up on the other side. Its banks were muddy. It wasn't an invitation to come in. Oh, no. It was a keep out, rather. We're going to maintain what we are and who we are and what we've been. You stay out. We want nothing to do with you. Its banks were muddy. Saints, there will be times when the enemy of your soul will trust in the sheer terrain of the land to withstand your advance. He realizes he's no match for your God. So he wants you to look at the things that are around you. Look at your environment. Look at the hardships. Feel the heat on your body. Look at the expanse of the flowing river. Look how deep the water runs. Look at the wild beast of the terrain. Look at the army behind the wall. Look at the height of its intensity. Look how long it's been there and how well fortified that it is. Remember, 40 years ago, another generation desired to cross and said, the walls of cities and the cities are walled and they're great, and there's giants in the land. We're on our own, in our own side as grasshoppers. There are times when your enemy simply wants, he'll move back, give ground, because he's no match for the God inside of you. But there's one last hope in him. Maybe they'll get their eyes on the hardships and just turn and go away. Saints, I'm going to tell you, there have been millions of times that very thing has taken shape. My God, my God. It is absolutely essential. Now, you hear me well tonight. It is absolutely essential that those who take ground are fully prepared to occupy it. That those who take ground are fully prepared to occupy it. You look back in world history. When Napoleon Bonaparte, at the time one of the greatest generals on the earth, took upon one of the greatest armies and the most uncertain terrain in the harshest conditions against the Russians, he came into Moscow. History records that Napoleon defeated Russia, came into Moscow to occupy that great city. When he came in, he found the city barren, nobody there. It was the council of the leadership inside that city will simply move out of town. And when Napoleon comes in, there'll be nobody to surrender to him. Napoleon came in, set up camp. After a while, he noticed that his army's morale began to diminish. He could not hold his army there. So eventually, Napoleon saddled up his army, moved out of town, and the Russians simply moved back in. Saints, can I tell you, it is absolutely essential that those who take ground are fully prepared to occupy it. It's said in the New Testament, the devil's cast out, he go about seeking the place, he comes back, he finds that house cleansed, swept, nothing there. He'll go back and settle in where he was driven out of, and he'll bring seven worse than he is. Saints, if you're going to take ground, you be prepared to occupy it. Amen. You've got to have a spirit of God inside of you. There must be a necessity. There's an intention. There is a resolve. You've got your shelves stocked. You're ready. You're ready to take that ground, but not only that, you're ready to set up camp, and you have the spiritual demeanor necessary to do it. Men must be spiritually matched for the ground that they intend to take, even more so. Amen. You must be spiritually matched for it. Absolutely. A man under orders is called by God to the ground he is to possess. Therefore, it must also be God who sets in to match that man to his ground. Amen. Saints, there are times necessary in the mind of God that you and I in our present state could never take, let alone keep, the ground that we want. If we could take it, we couldn't keep it. God knows more than we do. He's told us the ground he wants us to occupy. Therefore, it's God's responsibility as well to match us to the ground he intends us to take. That means he's got to put us through the process necessary to make us the entity that we've got to be, to go in, to overcome, and to maintain. If you believe it, can you shout amen? Hallelujah. You'll be a different individual when you get in there. Amen. God will make you a match for what you're about to deal with. God will prepare with you for what you're about to go through. God will mete out in you the thing necessary to make you the man or woman of God, necessary for you to be. Muddy banks, church, have held most of the church at bay and confined to the wilderness side of the river. Amen. Didn't like it. Don't want anything to do it. Muddy banks have held most of the church at bay and confined to the wilderness side of the river. Don't like what I see. Don't like what I'm going to have to deal with. Don't like the things that are there. Rather be confined here. Much of the church had rather stay in the wilderness they know than attempt a crossing under such adverse conditions to take promised land they don't know. I'd rather just stay where I'm at. Just eke out a survival here. Set up camp here in lesser things. Begin to adjust myself and assimilate myself to this life. And we've done that. We've done that in the church world. We've set up camp here. We're endeavoring to get used to these surroundings. We want to assimilate, become friends. Let's draw up associations, make alliances. Let's marry in. Come on, saints. Amen. We're going to do that. And the church has learned to do that. We've learned to acquiesce. We've compromised all of that. My God, muddy banks have held most of the church at bay and confined to the wilderness side of the river. Erwin Rommel determined during World War II that if he could stop the Allied advance at the water's edge, Germany could win the war. But if they successfully breached his sea fortress, Germany's chances were doomed. Come on, church. At the water's edge, the banks are muddy. God has a promised land experience for you. It's on the other side. But let me tell you, church, God knows that when you and I get to the banks of that Jordan, you've got to be a different kind of individual. You've got to know something inside of you has changed. You're not the same man or woman that you were. You may have started out for God, but what you started out is certainly not going to cross the Jordan. It's not going to bring down any walls, and it's certainly not going to maintain a promised land experience. You've got to change before you get to the banks of the Jordan. Saints, I'm going to tell you, that was a different generation of Israel that stood behind those men who undergirded the ark when they stood down in that Jordan River. That was a different Israel that crossed over on dry ground. It made up their mind this time. Joshua had the same Old Testament name as Jesus has in the New. Come on, saint. Amen. They went across. My God, made up their mind to cross. There's got to be a change down inside that believer. There's got to be a match. That man's got to be a match for the land that he's intending to take. It's not time for backing up. You're not going to back in. You're not going to come in with apologetics. You're not going to excuse yourself or repent for coming. Oh, no. Don't know. You got to make up your mind. This is God's will for my life. This is God's purpose for me. I'm a different man than I started out. Amen. The man inside of me can well overcome. Joshua and Caleb were fully realized before they ever took that land. We are well able to overcome it. Why? Because they had a different spirit. Come on, church. That means you're going to have a different spirit. You got to have the spirit of God inside of you, not the spirit of man. The spirit of man will cause you to see nothing but a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. You're like a grasshopper before everything around you, nothing. And the banks will always be muddy. Saints, no matter what the terrain, no matter the surroundings, no matter how hard, no matter how hot, no matter what you got to do, if that's God's will for your life, and if he brings you to the banks of the Jordan, you can know this. You may have started out with an ability to do the will of God, but when God brings you to the banks of the Jordan, he will have matched the man for the mission. Amen. You'll have everything inside of you necessary to do the will of God. You can bring down every city. You can bring down every stronghold. You can bring down every enemy. You can bring down every difficulty. You can wade every stream. You can climb every mountain. You can do everything God said you can do. If you believe it, would you give the praise? Hallelujah to the Lamb. Look with me at Hebrews chapter 5, verse 15. Excuse me. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Saints, you know what that's talking about? It's talking about meat eaters. I'm talking about spiritual meat eaters. Strong meat goes to those. A taste for meat is not for the faint of heart, saints. A taste for spiritual meat is not for the faint of heart. The church has lost its taste and its appetite for meat. Why? It's too hard to lay a hold of it. It demands too much out of our life, too much expected of us. You've got to reach down into an inner well that is no longer there inside the church. Our teeth have become cleaned and whitened because it's not about our hygiene. It's because of our lack of ability to go in and possess the meat. Come on, Sam. We've lost the spiritual meat eaters of the church to a great degree. Dear God, we're losing an element in the church that can take the high ground. You hear me, saints? I said, we're losing an element in the church that can take the high ground. And the only ones who can take the high ground are the meat eaters. Come on, Sam. Oh, my. They have a taste inside of them. You know, if you get a dog that ever gets a taste of blood, you might as well take him out and kill him. Because he's going to go back and attack what he's got a taste for. You might as well get room for him. You know, that Emerald Crab of Varon's the other night got in there and got a hold of shrimp. Got a hold of that shrimp, tore off one of his leg. Well, it's time for that thing to go. I liked that Emerald Crab. I called him Bagrilla. I liked him. But he got a hold of that shrimp. He had also gotten a hold of that plant. Well, it was time for him to go. He got ejected. Come on. Saints, let me tell you, there comes a time you and I are going to have a taste for meat. We're going to have a taste for something real. You're going to have to get something down inside of you. You're going to have to get that terrain's not going to change. You come to the promise of God. God knows. Saints, we get it in our mind. We've come out of Egypt. We've come across the wilderness. The promise is just in the distance. We've got it in our mind. God miraculously opened up the Red Sea. God provided water out of the rock. God provided quail in the wilderness. God gave us manna to eat. He's ministered to us on every hand. All God got to do is just blow the enemy out of the way. We can go in and possess the land. But God knows in his mind when that human thinking and that secular thought and that natural idea comes to the bank of that Jordan, they're not going to see God's promised land. They're going to see a Jordan that's overflowed its banks. They're going to see muddy banks. They're going to see a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. That's what they're going to see. And saints, when you and I get there, there's a side inside of us that is going to see just the same. And if there's more of us than him in us, we're in trouble when we get to the banks of the promise. It is God's promise, but we'll not know it when we get there, nor will we have the confidence that we can cross. The only thing that can enable that is there's got to be a different spirit inside that believer. Amen. Bible talked about Joshua. He was a servant of Moses. There was a time Moses went to the house. Joshua tarried in that temple. That means that young man had a heart for God. Moses carried the burden, but Joshua, something stirred down in his soul. He could say, I'm not the man of God, but I must equip myself. Therefore, I must tarry longer in that altar. I'm inspired by the man of God. I believe he shadowed that man. I believe he hungered to walk with God. Elisha said, Lord, give me a double portion of what you got, Elijah. He shadowed that man. I'm not going anywhere. You're not. Amen. Oh, if that's your desire tonight, would you lift your hands in this place? Oh, my God. A taste for meat. Saints, we are actively suppressing spiritual appetite in the face of the gauntlet that it would take to satisfy it. Where we are in the church, we don't have a taste for meat, and we don't have a stomach for spiritual war. Come on, you might as well say amen. We don't have a taste for it, so we're suppressing our appetite. I don't have to have that. I don't have to go there. I don't have to do this. It's not necessary for me in this area. God didn't expect this. We're suppressing spiritual appetite because we lost our taste for meat. And we have no stomach for war. Oh, my God. I'm not talking about somebody running out there wanting to get shot at. I'm not talking about spiritual foolishness, saints. I'm talking about a knowing inside the child of God that what God promised me is on the other side of that enemy. And he has already given me and made me a match for what's there. I'm going to take him out. Come on, saints. I'm going to do the will of God no matter what I see, because I'm going to have to overcome my eyes. Saints, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a time in your life you're going to have to overcome your eyes. I said, do you hear me tonight? I said, you're going to have to overcome your eyes. And you're going to have to overcome your ears. Do you hear me? I said, you're going to have to overcome your ears. And you're going to have to overcome your thinking. That thinking going to get you in trouble. Saints, when you're under orders, you're not taught. You're not there to think. You're there to do the will of God. Amen. You don't understand God, everything God tells you. You don't have to. And he don't owe me an explanation. You just do the will of God. That centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under the roof of my house. He said, I'm a man also under authority. I say to this one, go, and he goeth; to him, come, and he cometh. You speak the word only, and my servant shall be made whole. Jesus turned, looked on that whole crowd. I hadn't seen so great a faith, no, not in all of Israel. And in that self-same hour, that man's servant was whole. Oh, mighty God, hear me, saints. That's got to be a heart of a believer. You get over your eyes, get over your ears, get over your feelings, get over your thoughts, get over your imaginations, get over your want-tos, and get in this thing and see what God won't do that is promised. If you believe it, would you lift your praise in this house tonight? Hallelujah. Saints, don't join that crowd that'll march around that mountain for the rest of their days. They'll die in that wilderness. Don't follow that. God has promised to put no more upon us than we can bear. Don't you like that? Be careful, because you don't know where I'm going. God has promised to put upon us no more than we can bear. Isn't that good of God? Isn't that good of God? I knew God was that way. Realizes I can't handle that. And he's not going to put on me anymore. I can bear it. Saints, that can also become the reason the church has failed to see a real aggressive move of God. You hear me? That is the epitaph of the church right now. God will put on me no more than I can bear. And it's very likely the some reason we're not seeing a real aggressive move of God. Because there's not enough in me to bear it. A move of God in any time and any place demands that those who presently occupy that place must be removed. That means there's got to be a warfare on the part of that believer. That means you're going to have to fly into that thing, and you've got to get a hold of that thing. Amen. Saints, their time in your morning prayer meeting, it ought to look like a war zone. Oh, I couldn't, because it didn't feel like it. Who cares? Saints, if you prayed every time you felt like it, you'd never get out of your sorry bed. Come on, church. It was too cold. It was too hot. I had too much stuff on my mind. Who's so foolish to think that the rest of us don't? Come on, church. Everything in the world coming down. Your prayer meeting ought to look like a war zone. You get your sorry self out of that bed. You get in there in a place to prayer. You don't get to turn the coffee pot on. Come off. You're not a slave to a coffee pot. Come on, church. Don't pick up the magazine, the newspaper. Get up before the phone starts ringing. Come on, saints. Get in there and shut yourself alone. I didn't feel like it today. Do it anyhow. I couldn't touch God. You keep on going. Saints, there are times when you're coming up the side of that mountain. You've got something down inside of you. I'm going whether I feel like it or not. Oh, my God. Saints, if we can get a little bit of spiritual tenacity inside of the church. Amen. I said a little bit of spiritual tenacity. Can you imagine that there are men and women who've gone this way before us, and they fought hell before we ever showed up, or were a thought on somebody's mind? Somebody dared to believe God. Nobody laid down for them. They understood that the promise was on the other side. Let's see what God will do with us. And when a man would link himself with the match God's made in him to the mission before him, God brought it down every time. But he's got to have somebody that'll get over their eyes. eyes and get over their ears and get over their thinking and get over their feeling. Saints of God, we're too soft in the kingdom and we won't work hard enough or suffer long enough or persevere long enough to break through the thing that has kept us a prisoner all of these years. But on the other side, saints, when there's a breakout and you get on the other side, I'm telling you, you don't want anybody fighting your battle. You want to know it was your sword that brought the thing down. It was your prayer prayed that miracle through, and you wouldn't have got this far if you hadn't believed God all by yourself. If you believe it, can you say amen? Hallelujah to the Lamb. A move of God at any time and any place demands that those who presently occupy that place must be removed. Saints, if God wants you to be someplace, I can tell you somebody already occupies it. There's a ground of thought that's already settled in there. Church, can I tell you today, to have revival in the church world today is going to mean we got to drive out that occupant thought. That means who owns that spiritual ground has got to be removed. I'm not talking about flesh and blood. I'm talking about principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And saints, if you've got no stomach for this, then you know where we're going to be relegated to? KPW. You'll be peeling potatoes all your life. Now begin to think about this, saints. In an army, there are those who hand out the uniforms and tap on the typewriter. And there are those who are on side our lines, those on the front lines, and those behind enemy lines. Come on. Insurgents who have already worked their way in, spies who have sought out particular. Can you imagine the vast array and the type of people it takes to fulfill the purpose and the mission of God? Oh, my God. Church, there comes a time you and I are going to have to be raised up to understand that God has brought us into a great thing. It's going to take something. Follow with me. Hang on. Milk can become tasteless, a tasteless thing in those who discover a desire for meat. You know, flannel graph doesn't do me much good right now. How about you? Cliff looked at me like he didn't even know what I was talking about. Flannel graph. Oh, my, I've dated myself. Flannel graph is a felt board that you put pictures of Bible characters. There you go. You remember now. Flannel graph. Somebody come up here and stuck a flannel graph board on this platform, me sitting out there. Come on, church. Saints, it's time to understand God is bringing you into a place. He's bringing in you, and he wants to make a meat eater out of you. Come on, church. You gotta get a taste for that. You got to get a meat eater. That means it's something, a tenacity inside of you. There's got a tenacity inside of you. Let me tell you, saints. We have become a vegetarian church. I'm not against vegetables except for a few of them. But we've become a vegetarian church. You know why? Well, let me tell you, saints, it all goes back to the garden. Remember? Cain and Abel? One was going to offer God a vegetarian sacrifice, but God would only accept the meat. It's a whole different nature of a being. You hear me tonight? Pastor, I don't understand all this. You just hang on with me. Sometimes my spirit will detect what my head can't get a hold of. You let the Holy Ghost speak these truths. Maybe he'll wake you up in the morning. That's what I'm saying, son. Come on, church. We've offered God a vegetarian church. You're going to have to get some taste of meat back in us. That's something inside of us that says, God, I'm going in. You got a promise for me. You'll not put on me any more than I can bear. I'm tired of being something out here that can't bear anything. I'm tired of out here living a life that wants God to minister to all of my necessities, take care of all of my needs, never push me out there in harm's way. Dear God, there's a promise. This is a wilderness, and I don't want to live and die here. I don't want my tombstone resting in this place. I'm going to go in and take that land. To do that, you're going to have to make me the man or the woman that I'm not. You're going to have to prepare me, put a spirit inside of me that gives me ability not only to take that ground, but to occupy it once I get in there. Hear me, saints. Now, I'm bringing this thing to a close. My God, when you if you go in, if you've got any intention, you're going to take ground, you've got to go all the way. You can't stop short of it. When you set your sight on heaven, you make up your mind, you're going in. You've got an intention, you set your intention, you're moving on that ground. You know God's with you. God's called you. He's gifted you. He's met you in the altar. He's spoken to you, saints. You're going to have to go all the way. If not, you are a dead person. You hear me, saints? You're going to die spiritually the moment you turn your back. The enemy's going to come after your retreat. Come on, saints. You make up your mind, you're going. You've got to understand it's either do or die. You've got to understand it's either God or it's not. You've got to understand it's all the way, or it better I hadn't even started. Come on. And therefore, most of the church wants to stay home because they have that understanding. It better I hadn't started than fail, and I'm more out to fail than succeed. I've told you, you're better off if you understand that. But saints, I've also understand a military term is that say, you better get this down. You're dead before you walk out of this place. And if you'll die to everything you are, then you'll be worth something out there. But if there is anything left in you alive, it'll be the thing to hinder your resolve to bring forth the will of God. God began to galvanize something in me this past Sunday, walking back and forth in this area during the time of prayer, when the Lord began to speak to me, son, the church that you'll have in the days to come will not be when everybody's 99% for God, but you're going to have a percentage both ways. Some will be hot, some will be cold. Some will be an enemy, some will be a friend. But there's one call I have on your life, is that you fulfill the purpose for which I've called you. Amen. And there will be a people that will come to that purpose. Hear me, saints. You're not going to win everybody, and not everybody's going to be your friend, and not everybody that starts is going to finish. But if you make up inside your heart and mind, I have started and I'm not going to turn around now, then you'll let God every day make you the kind of man or woman necessary that can cross, that can take, and that can occupy. If you believe it, would you lift your hearts? Manda the city, but tole the kibasatai. Oh my God. The church, God has spoken to us tonight. And every man is come under these words. I'm going to ask my wife to come to the piano as you and I are shut in with the Lord. Just closing yourself in with God. Don't let anything hinder what God wants to do in this service. This is vital to us, church. This is vital. Oh, my God. I pray tonight, Father, as we move now. Now the point we've come to. My son has in his room a picture. I can't remember if it's Patton or if it's an Eisenhower. But in that picture, the great general is standing there, and the paratroopers are formed all around him. You can see a look of respect on their eyes for that great general. He's got his finger out, and he's pointing. He's charging and challenging those men who have begun to engage in the war of their life. Saints of God, you've been preached to tonight. I've preached to you. I've challenged you. I've told you. You're engaging in the war of your life. Now, this altar is where you do battle with God. We're not going to go to the arms store and pick you out a weapon. I'm telling you, this altar is where you do battle with God. If you'll be a man of God, you'll be one right here you'll never be. You'll be a woman of God. You'll be one right here, or you'll never become that. You wait for another day. That won't happen. You're here tonight. As my wife begins to play, you're shut in with God in this place. Oh, my God. God has spoken to you, and you've heard his word. If you didn't hear this, if you didn't hear this message tonight, not much will do you any good. You're here tonight, and you've allowed the Holy Ghost to allow this message to speak into your life and your heart. You know it's God, and you know that God is speaking to your heart and life, and your response to this message would be an affirmative. Lord, I'll go, I'll do, I'll be whatever you want out of my life. I may not be the person yet, but I'm not using that as an excuse. God, I'm going to let you do anything, process me any way you find necessary, because when I get to the banks of my promise, it may look like everything but a promise. Did you hear me? for the children of Israel, if they had cast their eyes across that Jordan long, too long, it would have looked like everything but a mess. But for a man with a different spirit on the inside, they sank their feet down in that muddy Jordan, and the water opened up. When they got on the other side, Jericho was waiting on them with its double 30-foot walls. But they marched around in silence at the command of God. The walls came tumbling down. Saint of God, hear me tonight. Don't let the enemy move back because he's afraid of the God in you. And allow the terrain to overcome your willingness to go in and take the land. The banks are going to be muddy, Saint of God. And if you allow it, the land that you're about to possess is one that can eat up the inhabitants thereof. When you go in the mind and the spirit that God has put in you, that's the kind of land you'll thrive in. It is a land that will challenge and cherish you. It'll be a land that will fulfill you in every way if you'll walk in God. You're here tonight. I'm going to ask you to stand with me across this room. And you've heard this message, but not with just your ears. You've heard it in your heart. You'd say, God, I come tonight to this altar to respond in the affirmative. If that's you tonight, you're hungry to do the will of God. You want to go all the way. You're determined to do so by His help. I want you to be the first one down here. Don't wait on anybody else. You run to this altar if you have to. Oh, my God, let's get in the altar tonight. You can stand, kneel, lay on the floor. I don't care what you do. I want us to touch God in this place tonight. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Son of God, in this altar, nobody's here but you. And if anybody touches God for you, it'll be you. And if anybody has a breakthrough tonight for you, it'll be you that had the breakthrough. And if anybody will bring down that imagination that's been plaguing your mind, it'll be you that brings it down. If anybody will shut the mouth of the adversary, it'll be you that shuts it. If anybody crosses the river tonight for you, it'll be you that crosses it. You've made up your mind, God, I'm going all the way, and there's no devil in hell going to turn that around. I'm weak at my best, but in you, I'm all I ever needed to be. I can do anything I ever need to do. You'll make me a match for the mission. Oh, my God, no matter if the banks are gone. Oh, come on, church. You need to get a hold of this message tonight. It's very important that you do. Oh, my God. Now, this is your time to deal with it. The command of the Holy Ghost is upon you. God's barked His orders to the church. And what's necessary for you to be the person that you need to be in God. There's been no military on the face of the earth that could ever stand in the face of the army that God has called you to be a part of. There's never been greater demand or responsibility on anyone either. But you can do all that God is empowering you to do. But you're going to have to get over your eyes. You'll have to get over your ears. You'll have to get over your thinking. You'll have to get over the way you feel or the way people feel about you. Make up your mind. Go ahead and sing.
Yes, I'm pressing on.
God hadn't sent anybody to help me, then do it by yourself. Maybe God put you out there so you're going to have to do it by yourself. Nobody's there to help me pray it through. Then quit waiting on them. My God. Come on, church. It's in you. If you'll let God put it there. It's in you if you'll let God put it there. There's no mission you're not a match for. If you'll let God put it in there. And if nobody else in this church goes, you make sure you're there. God Almighty. Landmark Tabernacle, other churches may be closing their doors, closing their services. But my God, this is not the time for us to back up nor turn around. We set our intention. Hell knows about it. We turn around now. Oh, he'll hit us in every way he can on our retreat. You better make up your mind now. Oh, it's not time for want to be and I need to be and I should have been. I ask you tonight, are you a meat eater? Are you a meat eater? Will you offer God vegetables from your garden? If you will, how long will you do that? Because God's not accepting it. Oh my. Abel, go down. Kill yourself meat. And present it before the Lord. Get a taste for it inside of you. I'm going in. Sing it again. Oh my God.
Come on, Lord, because if I stay, that's when doubts arise and fears dismay.
You go on. It's about doing the will of God. You get that in you enough. Get it in you. If there's anything left in you alive, it's got to die.
For faith has called.
Anything on your mind steals your thoughts away from doing God's will. It'll hinder you at the banks of the Jordan when it matters most. Oh, my God. Saints, those who will cross the river are a dangerous kind of folk. And the land will close themselves up behind the walls on their approach. Jericho was straightly shut up. None went out and none went in because the people that were crossing that river. Oh, my God. Saint, if you're not that kind of man or woman, you're not going to cross. But if you are, there's nothing to stop you. Only God can do that. No church association can do that. Not what you've been 25 years ago. What God's doing and erupting in you right now. You've made up your mind about God. You made up your mind about yourself. You're determined to go in. My God Almighty. Come on, church, sing it again.
I want to leave above. Joyful sound. Is it drudge or is it a joyful sound? It's the
yourself. Let God do a work on your life. Humble yourself. Let God do a work. My God, let him have his way. Let him speak in that heart life. My God, in the name of Jesus.
Must catch a gleam. You've got to catch it. Of glory and glory. But still I'm going to pray. How long? Until heaven I have found. Until heaven I found. Lord, lead me on. Lead me on to your higher.
Spirit, and you keep it there. Just because you're getting something tonight don't mean you get to keep it. If you intend on taking this ground, you better plan on staying. And you better occupy it or the devil gonna run you off every time. If you didn't come to stay, you're heading right back where you came from. It'll last you maybe by the end of the service or maybe by tomorrow morning. But you'll be right back to the sorry situation that you were. And on your retreat, all hell's going to shoot every arrow at you in camp. Saying if you got any intention of going in, you better determine when I go in, I'm occupying the ground. Listen, if you're going to pull your gun, you better be ready to shoot it. If you're going to pull your sword out of its sheath, you better get ready to use it. You better know how to use it. Because if you're not skillful with it, Satan is a very sharp tactician. He's going to send hell against you and it'll overcome you every time because you've not fully given yourself to God. Saint of God, if you've given yourself to God, he'll make you a match for your mission. Oh, you hear me tonight. No devil in hell can overtake you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, great God Almighty, there's more with us than be with them. Come on, church. It's not because you own a Bible or you're saved or because you're a good person. It's because you've got a tenacity of faith. You got a meat-eater spirit inside of you. You got a killer instinct. You're going in. You're going to take that ground. My God. You don't always get to choose your fight, church. Sometimes hell chooses that fight. You got to be where you can fight him on any ground he chooses. And you're not going to do that with your little gun or your little knife. Your nunchucks. Or Vito and Vinny. Or your insurance policy. Or your bank account. Or the fact that your family runs generations deep in ministry. You're only going to be able to take the ground God puts you. That's right. If you've got it inside of you. If Bubba's got it in him, he'll take his ground. But you're going to die in yours. Saint of God, you're playing with fire. If you hadn't got it in you, if you don't start, you better not stop. But if you go all the way, oh my God, oh my God, you are yet to see what God's going to do in this generation of the church. I'll be proud to know you. Saint of God, we get on the other side. I want some great men and women of God to be proud to know us. Oh, my God. Started out for heaven on the